Did you tell Julia that I didn't want to come, or because she did reach out to me now and it's been a while, but like seemed like
No, I never did. I never did. I just said that you weren't sure. That's all I said. But I didn't say it recently. I said it like
she just hit me up though, but it was about your enthusiasm, which is also extremely ironic because her husband is best friends or something from the past with his wife. He's the
I
husband.
didn't even understand what you're saying. Who hit you up, Julia? And would you say that?
She asked me about Curb because she knows I like it. You know she knows Larry or Mark no is
I don't.
No, because we were talking about it since I didn't know what else to say, but I didn't know how much also she knows about me or reasoning or what, because it has nothing to do with her. It was the thing with Sue. But
Well, you shouldn't let that affect you. That's very babyish
yeah,
because.
no, but Sue did text me those horrible things about you. So it's not that Sue doesn't know she said it, and now she's cutting off contact with me, right? I no, it wasn't that I didn't want to ever go or I wanted to be gay or annoying, which I can be, of course, and everyone knows how we get on, and I've had so many issues in the past, but that's not even major an issue. I know you're going to go and you may have to be fake to Sue. She's your sister and you're going to be part of that. So I'm sure it would be fine, but I kind of wanted to see what you would say when you came back, honestly. But I don't know.
Well, if you change your mind, I didn't make the flight.
I don't want to come, but you can obviously let me know when you make the flight. Like, I'm allowing you to let me know, but I don't want to go. So that's really it,
Well, do you have an active license, though, in case I miss the flight
Oh,
and you
yeah, just tell them that it was a license thing, actually. That's.
Oh, no. I'm not going to lie.
Then why are you even saying it?
Look, you've got to tell me if you have an
I
active
told you I'm
license.
not going.
Oh, okay. So then forget it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not going to tell you when I'm making the flights then.
Fine, don't tell
I
me.
already told you it's going to be like the middle of
I
the
told,
summer.
yeah, I told you I wanted to visit like in the future, like if you go again in the summer, or, like the
All
next fall
right.
or
Well, it's
something.
a long time away, so okay. All right. When
Well,
do
are
you
you
have your
definitely
flight?
going in December?
I don't know. I can't even
Oh.
plan this yet. Let's do one
I well,
step at
I
a time.
just asked you if
Yeah,
you're.
I'm not sure, honey. I don't know.
I won't even ask you.
All right. All right.
What's up with
So what
you?
else is doing? What else is
Sorry, I
doing?
was so weird yesterday on the phone. Texting. Lies. You asked
What
if
do you?
he Harrison was at the game. I said I'm with him.
Was just a waste of time doing
Yeah,
that,
no,
but.
because I told you I wasn't going, and I know you spoke to him, so I knew you were asking rhetorical questions for theatrics. Harrison sometimes does that, and he'll ask me questions he knows the answers to, but it's not that he'll know that.
We don't have this. Just move on. It's over now. You didn't go, and it's over.
Right.
And
I
we would have had a nice time. So just move on.
No, it looked like him and Justin had fun. I actually did feel a little bad because the boys all look so nice, and I know Joe Martin is a very good dude.
Yeah, look, he had two of his brothers there. I could tell
Yeah,
they were
no,
close.
his brother I think is even around my age. I don't know all. I know Joe better than the brother, and the brother is nice, but
Yeah.
all good people. But like, I just didn't want to go to the game, and then they ended up doing really good, so Harrison had a good time. But like,
Yes.
I'll go with him when COVID's over. Honestly, I don't care.
Yeah. And I was
I
gonna
told him.
tell you.
Oh, me and him are getting together one or two times, for food and to watch football and or Curb.
Oh, nice. When is Curve on?
It was on last night. That's what Julian and I were talking about.
Oh, was it funny?
I didn't see it.
Oh, and then the other thing is,
What?
whatchamacallit?
What?
Oh, you
Apocalypto?
know who said they liked your
Movie?
about
Nah.
the post I put about for Poppy
The
about
cartoon? Oh, the comics.
he
Who?
said Corona. He said
Steven
he liked
Corona? What did you say?
it. Yeah, it was funny. I guess because I tagged you and your brother. So maybe your friend saw it and Stephen Corona said, he liked it. So that was
He
interesting.
liked it or
Are
he
you still keep in
commented.
touch with him?
He liked it or he commented?
No, he liked it.
Yeah, it's really sad. He was such a good friend, and I do lament oftentimes about that, like, things do went last night. Like, he was questioning if I'm thinking correctly the way I was going about my life, and if I should continue coding. And it ended, he said, "I'll sock you in your face, you fucking Jew." I said, "Go fuck yourself, you cheap spick." And that was it. And that was like 2 years ago. And he said, "I'm blocking you, yo." But it's really sad. He was such a good friend to me. I don't even know what happened.
Well, you know, it looked like name calling. I got it.
I messaged a fat girl.
It would take a big person to make a call and kind of try to mend it, you know?
I'm working on it, honestly, one at a time. If I do end up, like, reconnecting with Ben or even Sherrod, like, people that I didn't have the punch yourself in the nose thing. Like, if I connect with him maybe later. That was nice. He liked it. Thank you for telling me.
What?
I think I told him to fuck off or something when he told, and I didn't name call first. He said the Jew thing. He's called me that like one or two times in anger in like the 12 years I've known him, but he's punched his brother in the face and his brother punched him in the Dominican Republic.
Why did he get so mad at you?
Oh, cause I was telling him to like fuck off or that. He's stupid for saying I shouldn't do code.
I can't hear you. You gotta talk into the phone. I can't hear you.
He didn't want me to code. And then we had like an argument via text in the heart of Corona when like people had stupid fights and people were in the street. It was stupid. I'll try to re-amend friendships that sell and guides that break. I hit up a fat girl who I was horrible to back in the I never even knew her really. One date and I didn't like her because she was fat and big boned. But she lost a little bit of weight, so I tall, fat, and thick boned. But she did lose some weight. So not even though, like, I felt bad like the way it ended, and she wasn't thrilled to hear from me. But it was actually her birthday 2 days ago, so maybe I'll talk to her. She responded, "Thanks."
Well, how did it end?
It ended, we were going to meet up, but she wanted, like, a dinner or something, and I wasn't even trying to, like, get that close at that time. Because I was also in the middle of a breakup, but, like, I thought she was kind of fat. Horrible. And, like, I feel like I changed since then. And so has she.
You didn't tell her that, though, did you?
No, I didn't that time.
Yeah.
Oh. It's horrible. So many things I didn't know. Oh my god. Is this it here for you? What?
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why?
Nothing. Anything else? Because I told you I have to do a couple of things before I leave for Nani. So, you know.
When are you going? Where are you going?
Nani's to give her.
I know you said it. She's sick. Is she not feeling well? That's why she said so.
No, she's not taking her medication on her own anymore. I'm giving it to her because she was screwing it up. So
I have to. Wait, you have to go there every few weeks?
Yeah, every day.
You go there every single day?
I'm going to have to unless I get someone to help. Yeah.
Like a nurse?
Something like that.
That is so sad. How long has this been?
Just since Thursday.
Oh my god. So so that's very bad news. Oh, that was what you meant when you said it was horrible news at the doctor.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I'm very pressured.
She didn't even know when I had, I guess, she didn't remember something. Or she didn't want to tell me.
Right.
This is...
Alright. Well, anything
else? Well, Sue should really come up to drive a few times to give her the pill.
Yeah. That's ever gonna happen.
Oh my god. I don't have anything more, but I don't know if you had something to add.
I just can't believe. Oh, you got a box today from
What?
home.
Why?
You got a box from Rupert.
Oh, goody.
When is that gonna end?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my relationship with Rupert or boxes in general?
The boxes.
From Rupert. I don't think Rupert made anything in the future. Maybe a few months a year. Why?
I thought you weren't going to buy any more things.
Oh my God. I don't know.
All
I have
right.
no idea.
Did you have a nice time Saturday night?
I guess so. Nani said Joe yelled or something about how I didn't say thank you for a lot of things after the thing, or you helped.
She never said anything like that.
No, that's what she
What is
told
she
me.
talking about?
Right. Am I on speaker?
No.
Okay.
What is she talking about? I was in the car. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh.
She's not talking. That's not. She didn't say anything.
Oh. Right.
What in the world is Monty talking about? He never said a word about it. Not even close.
I have no idea.
I don't know where you got that. I don't know where she got that.
Yeah. She said she didn't know this, but it's something I shouldn't do.
And what was that?
Remember to say thank you for driving all the way into Brooklyn.
Oh, I don't remember him saying anything like that.
Okay.
I thought you did already.
I thought so too.
I thought you did. I didn't know it was
Right.
something that you didn't do. I thought you did already. You
Okay.
can't follow what Nani says all the time, you know.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm tired.
Is you tired? Why are you so tired? Why are you tired?
I'm tired. Yeah, I go to bed late. Tired.
Take a nap,
Tired. I'm
love.
gonna nap.
Go to bed, my dolly.
All right, so what's doing for this weekend?
Nothing real special.
If I go to the Hamptons, you want to come?
You're going again?
I didn't go last weekend.
You did go last weekend, you just didn't go this past weekend.
Right.
And you're going again in 3 days.
Still on jury duty. I didn't get
So
called
you're
in today.
hiding in the Hamptons, so you don't have to go to the jury. And you're saying
Well,
you're.
no, you can't hide. If either you go or you
Well,
don't.
the cop comes if you don't do it someday, eventually.
Call tonight and see if I have to go in tomorrow.
So don't go if
So,
the cops don't come.
I don't know if it works like that.
I have no clue. It's not my specialty.
Else?
What are you saying? Confused.
Anything else?
Not even.
Did you eat your leftover food?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Missing sister and Poppy.
Yeah. All right, listen, this is time. If you're not gonna talk, are you just gonna keep me on the phone with you talking?
I don't know.
You know,
Right.
I mean, you have anything else to contribute to the conversation?
I have to guess. Probably awful lot of not during.
Oh, try to get rid of that dandruff.
Yeah, I felt so bad because I do stress a bit about dandruff. Not one of the top subjects, I'll be honest, but I see it in my hair through the week, really. On a weekly basis, I see it, and I try to shower less or more, thinking depending what will happen. I apply different soaps and shampoos, and it's really my worst fear. So to see all of that, I don't know how it got. It may have been from the Uber. I don't know. I don't know how there was that much.
No, I don't think so.
Because I showered before I went. Yeah, I showered before I went, though.
I don't think it was from that at all. Consistently use head and shoulder. It didn't happen. You don't use shampoo.
I actually did have less dandruff that day than I do on a given day.
It was disgusting. It was disgusting, really.
It would all be over.
It looked washed. I mean, you know, how many times does a person have to say this? You're 27 years old, going on 28.
Oh, my God.
I've been with it your whole life.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong with you? It's not because of intellect. You have a problem.
My Lord.
Over your teeth. It was gross.
Oh.
And it looks crazy.
It looks psychopathic.
And like, as you're scratching it, it's like going everywhere. Like, it flies.
I showered.
Learn how to, you know. I mean, like, doesn't anything stick when we suggestion? It doesn't stick. I don't understand. I don't understand. If that happened to me once in my life, I would make sure it wouldn't happen again, and try very hard to get rid of the problem. All you have to do is consistently use head and shoulders, and don't use soap on your hair. That's soap is what causes it a lot of times. If you're prone to get it, you use head and shoulders. You don't use soap. That doesn't do anything. It always says on soap, never use on your hair. Everybody knows that. I'm hanging up because you're frustrating. It's a frustrating conversation with you. You act like you're clueless, and then have you advice. All right, goodbye. I love you. Is there anything else? All right, bye. I love you.
Bye. Bye.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Dolly, love.
What?
Shoot him at.
What are you shooting at? What are you talking about?
Kicked him in the nose. Beat him down. Took his money for rent. It's Alex's captor, love. Call the number and we'll be there. R23PO. Boo.
What, honey? Where are you getting it from? You got it.
I know. I gotta pay him. They said they don't leave till I pay.
Well, don't you have the money for rent? What did you spend it on? Your toys?
Yes.
Huh?
No.
Alex, well, nobody's gonna give it to you.
Oh my God.
I don't have money to give you.
Please, Dolly.
No, I don't.
Please, dear. Please. Haven't you got something done to me? My love.
I have a high rent myself here.
Y'all know what crikey that. Gonna blitz here, Dotsy Lou and the Prince of Fun Titty Gang Bang, y'all. Cuckoo!
What are you talking about?
They're gonna hurt me.
High rent here.
You are higher than my spend.
Fear.
I'm sad.
I don't have the money.
Oh, fuck. Homie.
I'm just living on my savings a little bit.
You're beautiful at that. House. I have no clue.
What?
I choose blue.
What did you say, honey?
The fat girl.
Mommy?
Yeah, I asked. Talked
to
Bob.
She gave it to you?
No.
Yeah?
No chance.
Okay, because I don't have it.
Oh.
I can just about say save my rent.
I know.
Like a terrible rent.
What the fuck?
I don't need all these rooms. I don't know where I'm going. I'd love to go to heaven fast.
Oh.
I just had my Chinese food. I feel like my stomach's upside down.
Hmm. Why?
I'm gonna rest a little bit. I'm very tired. You're staying in? You didn't go with Harris, did you?
No.
Did you see who he went with?
My Alex? Love? What?
You didn't see who he went with?
I know the boy.
Oh, good.
The McGregor fella.
He didn't want to go alone.
Right.
All right, honey. I'm going to go lie down. I have a headache.
I know you're lying. Straight down, Cindy.
I'm lying? I'm not lying. I don't feel good. All morning, I just had lunch.
What? My love?
I don't feel so good. I don't know why. Feel icky.
Mommy is bringing the pills shortly.
What, honey?
Spoke to Mommy.
Harrison's taking you shopping?
I'm going over with you, my dude.
What did you buy?
I'm going to your place.
You're gonna go shopping with him? When is he going? He went to the game, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So when will he go, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows where to go, and you will go with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Don't buy junk. Don't buy the junkie and candy. That's so bad for your beautiful teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy what you need, the good stuff. You could buy the frozen dinners or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of them.
Oh. Juliet, my love. Juliet contacted me.
Oh, what did she say?
She wants Pack family to come to Atlanta. She's upset I'm not going. So sad for her. And I feel bad.
She wants to see you too.
I felt bad. Is all.
You have no what?
I have no friends other than that. Fam.
Yeah. Oh, well, why don't you come with us?
Maybe I will.
Yeah, of course. You'd like to see it. You may want to stay there and look for a job.
I think I'm going to. My love. I can't find a job up here. They don't want me no more in New York.
No, there's nobody in New York who knows you.
No, nobody.
Well, yeah, that's all right. You got your wonderful family. That's all you need.
All
right
my
now.
Friends moved down south.
Who do you need? The bums downtown?
Rifkin.
You don't need bums downtown. You could find them anywhere. Stay away from them. There's too nasty a crowd.
Oh, you're right.
To what, dear?
I miss you so much, it's tight.
Well, we're always around, honey. We'll always be around.
You
Don't
will.
Worry.
You'll always be together.
Yeah, we love you.
Oh.
Everybody loves Alex. More people than you think.
I had no clue.
Alex, everybody's concerned about you, sweetheart.
Oh, my fucking God.
All right, I'm going to go lay down. I'm so sleepy now. I just had my lunch.
Ooh, what did you have?
I had Chinese.
Ooh, I'm getting that tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, Alex, darling. Good night, sweetheart.
I love it.
Lay down now.
Why?
I'm very tired.
Can I come?
I'm not going to bed, but I'm going to try and take a nap. Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Take care, sweetheart. I love you. Be well. Bye-bye, honey.
Oh. Millie?
Hello. Oh. This isn't Mary.
What, Millie?
Pardon me?
How are you, doll?
Alex?
Hi.
Hi. Hey. How you doing?
Hey. Good.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What was it this morning?
It is atrocious, Ma. I wouldn't
it
even.
It was raining so much.
I was scared.
Where's that? How's Harrison doing?
Hal is well. Thank you.
What, honey?
Hal's well.
Harrison left?
Uh-huh. It was
where's
swell.
Who?
He ran out of the house, pants down, and creaking, crying all morning. The black girl left.
I didn't get that.
He slept with the blacks.
He stopped where?
He's only going for black and Asian now. It's like a Bourdain special.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's not working?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to keep him long. Call him.
Anyway,
so give him a call and
I'm
ask.
I'm doing with you, honey. How you
hi,
feeling?
Hi, bub. Yeah. Hey, bub.
You feel good?
I love you.
You don't feel anything?
No.
So what I moved you this morning.
Oh.
Terrible. Some rain. Did you have lunch?
No.
Good.
Uh-huh.
I'm in all day.
Oh.
The rain.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. My dear, what would happen if I wasn't awkward, my love? Where would I be able to go places if I wasn't such a fuck, nigga?
Is it warm?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm cold.
Mm. Good. Monsieur,
from
you are mine. Bra, chicken, ja, tilly, da. But Jew.
What's that?
It was a machine. It was on the pod.
Oh. Are you still working on the COVID?
I quit. I was bored, so I'm gonna give it a rest now.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
Oh, you gotta get something going, honey.
Oh, you heard it.
You know, you gotta get something to
do.
Oh. You have to do something, sweetheart.
Welcome to my scientifically informed insider look at mental health topics. If you find this video to be interesting or helpful, please like it and subscribe to my channel. Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question asks if I can give a critique of Jordan Peterson.
What?
Who are you talking to?
A guy was at the door.
The super?
They wanted to move me. I'm being displaced. Yeah.
You better work to have a place to move to. You should be moving, honey.
Yeah.
You don't have much time.
I'm out. I had to change Dwayne Expectus instead of thinking I'd be worldwide celebrity. In 2 years, I gotta stretch it out. See? I can do my Dwayne, and in 10 or 30 years, I get famous for being clown. See? That's how it
where
goes.
Where is this, honey?
A school of artists. School of autistic people. The Helen Keller Center. I'm gonna do something with that. I'm gonna cure them of their eye cancer and let them see social media so they can see how good they had it.
Oh, Do you know where?
No.
You know, so how do you know?
I'm a loose cannon. Things have not been all right. He's not all right. It's not, I'm not well. I'm not well.
What
is
mommy
saying? Bub? Oh. My mommy is pretty cray. My dear?
I don't know what you're gonna do.
I love you too.
I'm not feeling well at all.
Why?
I'm very tired.
Why? Are you saying?
We have to get a third shot.
Nah.
You better get one,
honey. Alright.
Especially the way you...
Oh, that was my excuse for why I'm not going to Atlanta, son.
Third shot. Why don't you ask Harrison?
Yeah.
And go to the drugstore and find out.
Yeah.
You gotta do that, Harrison. Alex, it's very important.
I love you. The shot is the precise now particular though that'll excuse ra. I done oozitala. They'll not go and do a lanterns. Banter. Do Jules. See? I say it. Juliet's boyfriend, Mark, is best friends from childhood with a girl who is married to Larry David. Juliet's boyfriend, Mark, the guy she had the kid with. Yeah. Juliet's Mark is friendly with a girl from his neighbor, and they still talk weirdly, I guess. And she likes Juliet's post, but she sleeps with Larry every night, and they have rings and shit. Seems pretty legit. She's, I guess, from Albany, Georgia. And then, I don't know, he said she moved to Alabama or something. I don't know, or Tennessee, some hick shit. But they fucking California now. It's really weird. Or maybe New York.
Who's that?
Some blonde bitch. Yeah. They grew up together in Alabama.
Go?
Yeah. Albany. He just hangs up on me. That's true, by the way. My cousin's... I'll call him my cousin, too. Childhood friends. Fucking. And married to Larry. It doesn't sound right. I saw them in Fashion Week together. I'll post screenshots if you guys don't believe, though. Oh, you know, I think I had bad service. So just doubly disconnected my twa. Oh, well, I had some ish to write. Why are we so awful to fam? We don't got anyone, enough else people. Do be bitter at perpetually. Well, my dear, if I wasn't awkward, weird, shy, and crummy, my love. Yeah, my phone's not working. I'll try my Noni again. I gotta pee though. I'm horrible. No, it's all myself. Oh, your fault.
Show's over, folks. Sayamavissimo.
Oh my god, D'Amelio dad, so narcissa he done said. His past experience in business was necessary to get them here. And the mom, oh yeah, oh for sure, bro. That must have done. Not even saying, no one on earth would take the time to scrape you off their shoe-ish if it wasn't for your famous daughters all that far.
The guy in this music video doesn't look like he'd be singing this song. He's a weirdo.
Some type of joy back in your